We're going to hear now how one community is responding to President Trump's continued attacks this week on Minnesota Congresswoman Ilhan Omar and other progressive women. WSHU's Charles Lane reports from the home district of one of President Trump's supporters on Long Island.
At Republican Congressman Lee Zeldin's temple, the conversation about Trump's Twitter attack against the congresswoman is nuanced.
He's allowed to free speech.
It may be protected.
But he's not presidential.
Karen Connor and Jerry Kessler are both members of B'nai Israel Reform in Oakdale. They're talking specifically about Omar, who is Muslim.
She's so anti-Israel and anti-Jewish people.
Well, yeah, because, see, I don't know. Lately, I've been looking at the whole thing. When you look,
they're friendly about
Israel,
it, but they disagree whether or not their fellow temple-goer and congressman should disavow Trump's attacks against Omar. Connor supports Zeldin, but wants him to continue supporting Trump. But Kessler says it could hurt him.
He may be down, maybe just enough to lose the election, maybe.
These tweets and all that for this particular thing, this is going to be gone next week.
Zeldin ignored interview requests, but he went on Fox and Friends this week to denounce Representatives Omar, Rashida Tlaib of Michigan, and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez of New York.
Well, the thing is, with these members, especially Omar and Tlaib, honestly, I feel like their hearts are filled with darkness. AOC's heart might be filled more with cotton candy and unicorns.
Zeldin and some other Jews call these Democrats anti-Semitic for supporting boycotts and divestment of Israel. Not all Jews agree, of course.
You ask two Jews, you'll, as the joke goes, you'll get three opinions.
Josh Franklin is the rabbi at the Jewish Center of the Hamptons, also located in Zeldin's district. Franklin himself calls the president's rhetoric offensive and inappropriate, but he does support Zeldin's confrontation with Omar, specifically after she made comments condemned as anti-Semitic, for which she later apologized.
And when Congress went to condemn her statements in anti-Semitism and condemn anti-Semitism in general, a bill came out that essentially watered down what the bill was about.
It was a resolution which passed. It condemned all hatred, including Islamophobia.
It made her a victim where she was actually supposed to be the one who was being condemned for her anti-Semitic rhetoric.
Franklin says on this point, Jews are united. Across the street is a much more conservative synagogue, Chabad of the Hamptons. Several men and boys are gathering for afternoon prayers. Most of them have strong views on the issue, but they are reluctant to say them publicly. Some of them say it will only invite more hate. Others say Trump divides friendships. Finally, Mark Rangel speaks up. He says the tweets are the problem. Trump's tweets, Omar's, everyone's.
Unless you have a conversation, you know, which a tweet, 150 characters, not a conversation. Unless you have a conversation, it's not going to do. You got to have a debate.
Rangel goes on to say that America is the greatest country for both Jews and Muslims right now, so long as free speech continues to be protected. For NPR News, I'm Charles Lane on Long Island.